The inchworm holds a fascination for Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill because they remind him that we are either trying to stretch too far ahead or always trying to catch up with ourselves.
Whether measuring marigolds, adding or subtracting, or just hanging by a thread, inchworms are really neat. Even as a boy, they intrigued me as they walked along my finger. Inchworms have a distinctive style of mobility. Since they possess legs only at the front and back of the torso, none in the middle, inchworms always seem to have an arch at their back. You'd think they'd suffer orthopedic problems. Of course, the inchworm has no exoskeleton or skeleton, so there's no problem. When he travels on solid surfaces or climbs webs, he easily places his head as far forward as possible and then quite literally brings up the rear, creating a prominent arch in his back. Watching an inchworm, I find it's how the inchworm brings up his rear that intrigues me most. It's as if he either is getting ahead of himself or as if he's trying to catch up. I often think the way an inchworm gets about is a perfect metaphor for where I have lived much of my life. Over the years, I believe that I had a reasonably well-grounded intellectual grasp of the nature of life. I try to think things through. I'm a thoughtful man, and so much of my time I spend in my head. Since I've become an octogenarian, I recognize that living in one's head has limited value. It simply doesn't prepare one for the realities of aging. I live like the inchworm travels, placing my head way out there in front of me, and only later I haul the rest of me along or, like the inchworm, bring up the rear. It's always sobering. The lessons that our diminishments impose, as the saying goes, can be a kick in the pants. In this regard, injuring my knee recently has been instructive. I now regularly bump along like an inchworm. Hobbling about with a cane has not called forth my better nature. I become irritable and testy. It's because this diminishment has highlighted yet another deficiency I suffer. I have lived with this one for most of my life. I am constitutionally unable to set out from one room, go to another, to retrieve an item, and upon returning to the room I left, discover I've forgotten the item I was after. What most folks accomplish in one trip takes me at least two. Given my present circumstances, that second trip, once routine, now comes at a price. My knee hurts like blazes, and I feel as if I'm bumping along like the inchworm, but not with the deliberate grace with which they move. Now I have an even greater sympathy for inchworms. Like me, they can't get there from here to there very easily. I'm learning to be okay with that. Instead of grousing about it the way I do and wishing I was a rabbit or a racehorse, or in my case, years younger, I think of inchworms. They make their strides slow and easy, while taking the time along the way to measure the marigolds. George Merrill on the shore.